Hello there. Are you ready to hear tales of the paranormal, weird, unexplained, and just plain creepy? If the answer is yes, then welcome to your worst nightmare. But be warned, there's no turning back. Now here are Todd, Sean, and Nate, and they are middle-aged and creeped out.
Hello, creepies, and welcome to episode 152. Nate is your tech engineer. We are your hosts, Todd and Sean, and we are middle-aged and creeped out. What's going on, guys, tonight? What's going on?
Whole lot of great.
Well, we haven't done anything yet. So how
I know.
How do you know it's a whole lot of great?
Well, it's gonna be. But
okay, all right.
It's going great so far.
You're like, it's going well.
Wishful thinking.
Yeah. I mean, hey, positive.
I'm full of optimism tonight.
You're full of something. Mm-hmm. Nate, how are you doing?
I'm doing good.
Good.
I like how you just like jump right in.
Mm-hmm. You like it?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
It's like he's been doing this for a few times.
Who was I talking about today? Oh, yeah. It'll be one of my shout outs. But I was telling them, if you listen, make sure you start from the recent, work your way back. Don't start with the first one or two or ten.
No. Uno.
Yeah. No, I'm doing good, too. I'm wound up. I have my Cherry Coke here from Sonic. My Route 44 Cherry Coke,
that's right.
By the way.
Trying to get them our new sponsor, right?
Yeah. They don't know it yet.
They don't know it yet, right?
they're
We do, though.
Yeah. Yeah, other than that, it's going to be a lot of, what did you call it? What did you say?
Greatness.
Greatness.
Great.
A great night of greatness or something. Yeah. So, hey, you know what? Last day of January.
That's right.
As this recording is happening.
Creeping into February.
No.
February.
Yeah, we have neighbors that have red and green lights on their garage, and I'm like, that's Christmas. Do red
maybe,
and white.
Maybe they're trying
Valentine's, not red and green.
Valentine's Day, and then they're eking into, like, maybe St. Patty's?
And I told Livia, what's the deal? And I said, it's February 1st. And she goes, not yet. I go, well, I know, I'm saying it tomorrow.
Maybe they're nautical.
Nautical? Red and green?
Mm-hmm. For channels and stuff, you have a red buoy and a green buoy.
Ah.
I was trying to think.
I was like, is that true?
Yeah.
It was real true? Mm-hmm. Because, I mean, you could tell me.
And on boats. I
really don't know.
Your navigation lights at night on your boats, you have a green side and a red side. That way they know which side is facing.
You know what? Look at this. We haven't even started. And we've learned something.
Is it
the great Nate?
You're welcome.
Nate the Great?
You're welcome. He's been waiting to pull this out, too. I just led right into it.
It's nautical.
Well, you know, it's nautical.
Well, I see it here.
But more than likely, it's up because Christmas.
I don't know. Christmas 2024.
it has that to do with that. I see it on the script, not script. Make Nate look great.
Yeah. It's either they're really wanting to extend Christmas 2023 or they're really looking forward to Christmas 2024. It's all year round.
Go up to Frankenmuth. Year round Christmas store.
Oh, Frankenmuth. Oh.
No, I prefer the Steen Virgins all year round Halloween and Fall store. Now, my daughter, sure. She would love to have a year round Christmas store. But, well, we are doing good. I hope the creepies are doing good whenever they listen to this. So, yeah, I'm glad January's it's getting lighter, as we always say. It's getting lighter outside and a little bit warmer. Haven't been too bad. Although, could it rain anymore?
A lot of rain.
Finally, we had a dry day today, I think, for the first time in what?
And the sun came out.
A month, whether it was snow or rain, huh?
Sun came out, too.
Did it really come out?
Mm-hmm.
It
came out for about 2 minutes.
Okay.
Not that you were timing it, but it was out.
So a girl I went to high school with, she posted on Facebook. She goes, oh, my gosh, look at this. The sun is out. She goes, what's it been, 3 years? And I was like, the sun.
It's been a solid month.
So when I looked out, I'm like, no, it's cloudy. So I don't know when she was posting or when she posted.
It was a brief time. For me, it couldn't have been any more than a half an hour, where I was at, because I saw it. I opened somebody's window, and I was like, oh, look, the sun's out. And then by the time I went to the next patient, it had gone under. So, yeah, it wasn't very long.
Yeah, I was in a meeting. All of us in the meeting at work were like, oh, look, sun. Oh. And we're like, continue talking, and then look out the
it's
door
gone.
Again. It's like, oh, it's gone.
No,
weird.
It was, it was kind of a reverse solar eclipse.
Yeah. Well, I will say, when I saw her post, it was like 5:30. So, and I was like, oh, wow. And I had not seen the outside. And then I left work. I didn't leave until 6:40. So obviously it was dark. So I was really? It got sunny.
Okay. Cool. Did you know that I had a dentist appointment today for
I
real?
Did not know you had a dentist.
Oh. Do you know when it was scheduled for?
2:30.
2:30.
I promise
the
you.
The best time to go to the dentist is 2:30.
It was absolutely 2:30, though. And do you know that I didn't make the joke to anybody in that office?
You have to.
But I didn't.
See, and Tori, you know, gets mad at me because I never let that slide. You know, he'll say like, oh, where are you going? Oh, I got a meeting at 2:30. I'm like, you know? He's like, you don't say it. I go, I'm like, it's the best time to go to the dentist. I got to say it. Sorry.
Can you believe that I
he hasn't fired me yet.
So. I went an entire visit.
That's awesome, dude. That's awesome.
That I didn't make that joke.
Yeah, that's a poor. That's poor.
God, this guy at 2:30 is going to make the joke.
Off with the microphone. Cut him off.
He's middle-aged. You know he's going to go with a dad.
You have to. It's. I'm sorry. Mm-hmm. You have to.
There's a TikTok out there for it, I'm sure.
You know that it might be another 10 years before you get to go to the dentist at 2:30.
I know. I should make all unless my appointments. Making my appointments at 2:30.
That's right.
Yeah, I had an eye appointment yesterday. I got done with it, and they're like, well, your prescription didn't really change a whole lot. And I was like, yeah, I studied hard for this one.
See how Nate just, he didn't let the thing slide. He grabbed the moment. You can't do this, John. You got to be.
I know.
It's
this could be my last day
jokes,
on the planet.
Dad jokes and got to get the podcast in there. By the way, which I did today.
Speaking of bad jokes.
No. Yeah. So anyway, I'm glad you guys are good. I'm good. And the creepy. So, Sean.
Yes.
How about the first announcements?
I have them. They're right here. I will read them. We always come together on Wednesday nights. We love to do our guy time, our creepy, our paranormal. Have fun, of course, but the most important thing we can do, and we will do forever, is create a mental health community, and we want you to get help out there, so make sure you call or text 988 for any type of mental distress, suicide prevention, or any other type of crisis that you may be experiencing. You can also text HOME to 741-741 for professional help. You can access stopbullying.gov if you're experiencing any form of bullying.
I am not experiencing any form of bullying. I kind of get bullied at home. You know, my daughter, wife, my son gets bullied. Yeah, it's really pretty much the girls in the house. Maggie, our female pup. We want to make sure you guys have that information always. I'm kind of noticing that even my, not say attitude, but I know it's like February and we're getting close to, because now technically we could say like, hey, next month is spring. So that's always a little lift for me. Mm-hmm. So I know the light's at the end of the tunnel. So I hope people are looking at that, you know, whatever you can to grab onto to be positive and, you know, mm-hmm. hang in there. So
it's never bugged me.
Really?
Seasons? Nah. It is what it is in my mind.
Yeah, I've lived here all my life. I don't like the wintertime. I don't like snow and the cold and all that. I can tolerate the snow or the cold better than the snow, it does kind of get to me. I think it's just the fact that although we are busy with sports, like my son's playing basketball, and usually Olivia would have been doing like travel volleyball, so it goes fast. But and there is something that, you know, good positive stuff, fun stuff to do. But it's just like, I don't know. I'm just like, oh my gosh, I'm ready to be outside more, mm-hmm. you know? So when I know it's like, oh, we can walk outside, bike ride or mow the lawn. It's that, you know,
that. You just have to be cold.
Yeah. Like my wife goes, I said, well, I'd love to be mowing. She goes, no, you wouldn't. I go, well, yeah, I would. She goes, it's snow. I go, no, not now. I mean, in like 3 months, you know? So yeah. But anyway, yeah, it's, some people do. I mean, a lot of people do have that seasonal depression and, mm-hmm. So whatever you guys need to do, and if you want to reach out to the group, please do. We have some really good creepies, don't we?
We do.
Have a good group. We have a good group. Do. They will be there for you, so don't hesitate. Anything else you guys want to say about any of that?
I was just going to say it's like Olive Garden. I think we've said this before, but when you're here, you're family, and it is
that's
like a family, right?
That's true. Yeah, we don't want it to be we say Facebook group, but it's more of a family.
Yeah.
And that's the way it's going to be. Mm-hmm. And if you look at it any other way, we'll bully you. Sorry. Okay. No,
so
anyway,
there.
We love you guys. Yeah, we love you. So I want you to be healthy. Moving on to the dad joke of the show.
Knew it wasn't going anywhere.
Now, before I start, I give this, yes. I did do a question on Facebook.
You did.
I've been kind of thinking I might. I mean, I love dad jokes, and I say them on a daily basis all day long, but I'm like, for a segment, I might change it. And so I asked, Should I keep it? Should it stay, or should I, I don't really have anything in mind. I know something different. And overwhelmingly, I probably got 10 or 11 responses. They said, stay, or I enjoy it. And Brett from Evil Never Dies said, the corny ones are the best. Mm-hmm. I don't know if I should be insulted or no. I mean, what do you mean corny ones? No. So I think for now I'll keep it, but maybe a couple months I'll change it up. And I wasn't going to ditch it for the rest of the podcast. I'll do something different. So, but they have spoken, Nate. Mm-hmm. They said, keep the dad joke.
There was an overwhelming yes.
Yeah. Well, I felt bold.
I started. You know? Well, right. Yeah. You're like, so don't you dare take it away.
I got on stopbullying.gov. And I said,
well, I was going to vote, and I thought, no, I probably shouldn't vote, because Nate and I would be a solid no.
Yep. That would be at least
get
two
rid of
against
it.
The...
I would kill it. I know. No, I actually was going to say I would keep it if
all
I
right,
you. I
all
like
right,
it.
All right.
Dad jokes.
I like a lot.
Dad jokes rule. Anyway, so the other day, our laundry room's downstairs, and, we all try to do laundry, and, the kids are old enough, they help out, especially Olivia. And my wife has been awesome with a lot of... She'll get on these weekend kicks, and man, she's got loads of laundry. Just it's an assembly line. I feel like it's the old the Indiana State Sanatorium. We'll have a pile 10 feet high, and then starting Friday night, and then by Sunday, she's got it all rocking and rolling. And it's sorted, and you can actually walk in there and not run into it or trip over it. But I was walking down the hallway heading to our downstairs bath, which is straight down the hallway, and I didn't know. I mean, I saw the light, but I didn't know she was in there, and she came out of the laundry room with a basket with a pile of towels are stacked and clothes are stacked. I'm like, oh my gosh, we about ran right into each other. And if we had, I would have knocked her down and knocked all the towels and all the clothes that she had spent all this time sorting. But we didn't. It was such a close call. Mm-hmm. It was a close call.
Close call.
Nate. Yeah, yeah.
That kind of zoomed by me.
Yeah.
I felt it.
Did you like the Norm McDonald build up? And then I just boom. I level you guys with the punchline. Yeah. Mm-hmm. It actually did happen. I about ran into her and I was like, that inspired me for the dad joke. It was a close call. And you are welcome, creepies. Mm-hmm. And you are welcome, Nate and Sean.
It's like the air.
I appreciate it.
Air yeah. just
I know you do. I
can air tell. Seeping out of the balloon, right? Yeah, exactly.
You don't want to. Yeah, close call. I'm really proud of that. Okay, so we are coming off of the dad joke of the show. Shout outs. Nate, have any shout outs for this episode? You've been kind of slacking lately. You were kind of on a hot streak, and then about the last three or four, you haven't really had one.
No.
In the month.
I feel he's getting bullied over there.
No.
I am kind of bullying him. No. Okay. No shout out. Okay.
Nope. Nobody's impressed me.
All right. Well,
man, that's rough.
I'll tell you right now. Who said that? Austin. He was like, man, when you get a shout out from Nate, it's pretty important.
Well, in my defense, my life is Groundhog's Day. So it's just more or less the same thing over and over and over. And I don't really interact with a whole lot of people. So.
Not unless you have to.
Or people
yeah,
that you
not
want.
Unless I have to.
Or people that you want to.
Yeah. So.
No offense to his coworkers. Sorry. I got you.
It's hard to give a shout out when I'm driving to work,
you're
driving
not.
Back home from work, and going to bed.
Hey.
Shout out to my sleep number bed.
I almost said shout out to your bed, right? Oh, my gosh. Yeah. Yeah. And then the unshout out would be your alarm clock or your phone, whatever you use. I don't know.
Which I usually wake up before it goes off and.
Oh, I hate that. Mm-hmm. I always like it when I have I wake up and I'm like, and I know it's dark, but I'm like, still at this time, and I'll turn it over and I'm like, either I have 10 minutes left or I have, a decent amount of time. I'm like, 3 hours, nice. But then I've done, I'm like, seriously, 20 more minutes?
I know. It's such a, it's a buzzkill.
It
then,
is a buzzkill.
Then on my days off, I still wake up at 3 in the morning.
Do you really?
Yep. I wake up and I'm like, what time is it? And I grab the phone.
Yeah, what
3.
Day is it? Yeah.
Yeah.
Dang it.
Yeah.
And alarm's not even set. I just automatically wake up.
Yeah. No, I know. Our bodies get so acclimated to that. It's like, it's wild how God made that. Real quick, I didn't say anything last week. So it wasn't last week. It was the 2 weeks ago. Three nights in a row, I woke up at 2:26 a.m. 2:20. It wasn't 2:27, 2:20. 2:26.
2:26.
Three nights in a row. Yep. And Amy said that I can't remember the exact time, but she did it, like, you know, three, and it was to the minute, like two or three times in a row. And I was like, that is weird. But I've done that in the past multiple times, like 302, 303, but this was 226. Now,
everybody's got their own number a lot of times, isn't it? Weird, yeah.
They add up to 10.
Mm-hmm. He's doing the quick math for you.
I'm not sure what that means, but I mean, it is 10. I'm just saying, like, my.
It's pretty close to the witching hour. I don't know if that has anything
yeah,
to do with
well, it. When I wake up at like 3 something, I thought about that, but I'm like, 226. What's up with 226? Hmm. So I don't know what. The, yeah, I don't know.
Then, I mean, there's numerology. You got to look it up and see if there's a significance to that number. Mm-hmm. I don't know.
Yeah. I mean, my favorite number is 3, so I was like, no, can't not divisible by 3. Yeah. Can't, like, 6, but what's the 2? You know what I mean? Like, yeah. Yeah. So, anyway, what were we going to say? You're ready to say something, weren't you?
No, just about the witching hour.
Oh, I thought you said. Yep. Okay.
It has some kind of significance.
Yeah,
so apparently
probably. But 226, 3 nights in a row.
Maybe it's another
three mornings in a row.
Another dimensional you trying to reach out. Exactly. Like the only time we can get a hold of Todd.
I know. I'm waiting for us to do a story, and then some stories like, and at 226 in the morning, then that'll tell me.
Looking for those numbers. Right?
I know. Yeah. I know. Shout out for you, Sean. Do you have any?
Yeah, I'm going to actually shout out to Jenny LaBranch. She's part of the Unfreaking Believable Girls.
Co-host.
So JB, Betsy, and yep, Jenny. And we're getting to know Jenny. She is. Is a new friend of ours, also a newer listener. You know, she's good friends with those girls, and they got her to start listening to us. And she said Betsy actually is the one that put you know, kind of like turned
her
on.
She bullied
her,
didn't she?
She did. She's like, you go to listen.
They call
her
Betsy the bully.
Thanks, Betsy. Betsy the bulldog. but she's like, she said what a lot of people have said to us, and which I always find enduring and unbelievable most of the time, is that, like, I love listening to you guys, and it's like
enduring or endearing.
Endearing, not enduring.
You said enduring. I'm thinking, are you saying people are enduring?
Well, I feel like they're enduring us, but it's endearing.
It is endearing. It is endearing.
But she's like, I feel like I'm a fly on the wall listening to a conversation that you guys are having. And she's like, that's what I love about your conversations, that they are just organic and natural and real. And so I think she's cool. And, you know, she's going to be on the show one of these days, you know, so we'll...
we've got her fooled.
Whoa.
She has a
these are script.
She has a book. She'll have her first book coming out, because she's got a whole she's lived multiple lifetimes, it seems like. And but she's got her first book coming out, which encourages me, because she's around our age, you know, and to have her first book out,
especially
like,
my age, yeah.
It's very possible.
40.
You can, yep, right. 39.
40, 42.
What are you saying? But we're all Gen Xers.
Did
that's
you
what
say
she
she's got, and I know if, whenever she listens to this, you say she is ready to have it published, or she just had her book?
She
book
has not had
published.
It published yet.
Okay.
It is, what she was telling me is that it's going through a couple different...
editor.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Mm-hmm. Okay. I know the book process without ever writing a book, but
yep,
with all the authors we've had, it's quite the process.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Because
I know it goes back and forth multiple times, as making like the editing and mm-hmm. all that good stuff, where they might change some things here and there. And
yeah, it's a supernatural fantasy, so it's like right up
my
alley.
She made a post on Facebook, I think, mm-hmm. yesterday or today. I can't remember when I read it, and she was kind of introducing herself to.
Yeah.
And she told about the book.
She's
about,
a
oh,
retired
cool,
EMT
story.
Firefighter. And she's
oh, yeah. She was like for
like
14 years or something. She was a firefighter and all kinds of stuff. I'm like.
And she's a great talker, too.
Another one that makes us look like slackers. It's like,
right. Exactly. Like, yeah. Well, that's what I saw. When I talked to her, I was just like, what have I been doing with my life? But yeah. So we'll have a good conversation. I told her, I said, it's going to be hard not to like talk over each other, because she and I are both. I can tell that we're like. You know, enjoy talking to each other and like.
Yeah.
Now, where were we at?
JB and Betsy, they all three do a good job on their podcast. But
well, we were messaging, and I had I had my phone in between my legs, and I heard this voice. I was telling this to Nate when I came over, and I was like, "Who's talking to me?" And I thought maybe like one of my kids FaceTime me, and it was her. And she goes, "Did you mean to FaceTime me?" And I go, "No, I'm so sorry," you know, or message, however you do through message. I said, "I'm middle-aged and I'm really sorry." But it gave us an opportunity to like, hey, I go, this is how we become friends, right?
Yeah,
like,
that's right.
Serendipitous.
Are you saying our podcast should be middle-aged and really sorry?
And really, I'm really sorry. I told her, I go, ironically, that's where I'm heading is to record, so.
We are sorry.
But anyway, so I want to shout out all three of those ladies, which they all said, they reached out and said they appreciated the shout out from our Molly Brown mini. Which we were happy to do, but we've covered Betsy quite a bit, JB, and so Jenny, like I said, she's on that part of that podcast.
I listened to the last episode, which is their only second one with Micah.
Mm-hmm.
It's good.
Oh, it's very good. Yeah,
good. Yeah, he.
She said they feel
he
like
was quite. He was, you know, he behaved himself. I thought
he
you know,
did. He was,
which was weird.
I hate to say professional.
I don't know. I'd go that far. No.
Ish with a big ish on it, but
yeah, it was good though.
But they've got like so many, you know, back now. And she said they feel like they're. Each time it's getting easier and they're, you know, yeah. they're finding their groove and everything. I'm like, oh, that's
yeah, just be yourself. Exactly. And don't try to prove anything.
Exactly. And that's exactly how it goes.
No, it's not going to be for everybody. I mean, I hope they, but I mean, I know. I mean,
you tell me that every time before we record, you're like, Sean, this isn't for everybody. And like,
I know. I was like, so Nate, do you have anybody that we can get?
Wink, wink, and nod, nod.
It's really not for
Sean. Hello.
Yeah, I don't want to say his name, but his initials are Sean Lehman.
Lon Shaman.
Lon Shaman. I love that.
Lon Shaman. That's
Lon.
Like, who is this Lon Shaman guy? He sounds like a total dweeb. Wait a minute.
We used to do it all the time at the credit union I used to work at. A guy named Brad. He was a firefighter and then a part time loan officer. And we'd always say that, like, well, I don't want to mention any names, but the initials, and then we'd say the name, you know. So, yeah, Lon Shaman. So, yeah, good. Shout out to Jenny.
Rhymes with Sean.
She's very active on our group, by the way.
She is, yeah.
Jenny, she see her name pop up a lot, so thank you for that.
You know who her favorite is, right?
Huh?
She has a favorite out of the three of us.
Nate.
It's Nate.
I knew it.
She got to say hi to
him. It's always the quiet one.
You know what, Jenny? I don't like you anymore. <She's> You know when Nate said, you know, you're not coming on? Yeah, he's right. You're not coming on. No, just kidding.
She actually did not say that. I'm just telling
actually,
you.
Nate's my favorite.
But I mean, to say, it probably is true, though.
Oh, that's good. That's good. So, did you have any, did you say shout outs? Or
no, what? I'm going to be like Nate from now on. Nope, I'm good.
Okay. I have one. Actually, two.
Okay.
First one is Rachel. This young, sweet little girl, she was the plumber that came out today to do our, to look at our issue. Our upstairs bathroom has been leaking, which is in the downstairs ceiling over the kids' downstairs bath that they use. She was professional. She came out on time, knew what she was talking about. She was awesome. And she's going to come out tomorrow and do the repairs. Just, she was, yeah. And what's cool is her husband, they both work at the same company. And so he's a plumber too. So shout out to Rachel. I don't know her last name, but I told her I'd give her a shout out. And I may have mentioned the podcast. I'm not sure.
No,
I may have
you.
Given her some stickers and some wristbands and a card.
Like, I have a shirt with a really tiny label.
Yeah. I go, do you like podcasts? And, you know, anyway, it's funny. So she's going to give it a listen. She's going to try it out. And a little pressure on us because she said that she has listened to some, you know, like horror podcast, mm-hmm. and none have really. She'll listen and she'll either like shut it off right away because it's not her thing or it just doesn't last. And I'm like, I said, now you're not gonna hurt my feelings. You know, not that I'll ever probably talk to her ever again unless we have more plumbing. But I said, I hope you like it. If not, you know, or maybe just spread the word if you do. So shout out to Rachel. She was great, mm-hmm. and she will fix our plumbing issue tomorrow, which is great. So that's right. I'm trying to think. I had two shout outs. My last shout out is my wife. She, talk about making me feel lazy. She is on a fitness, and I'm not going to say craze or binge because then that, you know, sometime it stops. Like she is doing, she's working out by herself. She has this video that it's all kinds of different stretches and you know, poses. It's not, well, okay. So that was at home tonight. She's done it a few times. Her and Olivia went to the yoga place in the mall over mm-hmm. by like Ace Hardware.
Mm-hmm.
They did an hour yoga class with a lady that she's met through our church at Traders mm-hmm. Point. Walked multiple times. I've walked with her a few times and with her mom and by herself at the rec center. We went and took our friend Dan, the old guy that we love at the church, took him to dinner last Friday, and she like is eating healthier. Like she's really being purposeful in bettering her health and mm-hmm. getting fit and just feeling better. And I'm like, I haven't gotten to that point yet. Like, it's weird because like when I get on that craze, I'm like, oh, I'm all in, I'm doing treadmill, I'm lifting weights, and then I'll do it for 6 months and then I won't do it for 2 years. You mm-hmm. know what I mean? So now, but she's like,
we all got to have a rest period.
And she's done stuff before, but then it doesn't, she's like from the last 2 months, she is like purposeful, but she's like not trying to overboard where she's like, okay, I'm just gonna poop out.
Yeah,
she's, you know what I'm saying,
good for
she'll
her.
Give her, I'm really proud of her.
Yeah,
she is.
Well, good job, Amy.
That's yeah, really, she
if that is your name, real name,
right? That's right. Well, it's Amanda, but yeah, no, she's rocking and rolling. So I love you and thank you for inspiring me, because I'm gonna get my butt, my lazy butt going.
Good.
Yeah. I am not going to give up my, like, even she had a stressful day last Friday mm-hmm. at work, like a real stressful day, and it ended, like started and ended, right? Uh-huh. That way. And so what do you want to do when, you know, you go to dinner? Like, you want to get your favorite drink or like, just give me whatever. And she wanted a Dr. Pepper so bad, but she ordered water. And I'm like, no, I can't do that right. I got to have me a cherry coke.
Yeah.
So anyway, she's like real purposeful in doing that stuff. Mm-hmm. Eating, watching what she's eating and preparing meals. And
that's
really
cool.
Proud of her. Yeah. So shout out to Rachel and my lovely bride, Amy. So there you go. That's my shout out.
What you telling that over there made me think of, I'm not doing a shout out necessarily for Heather, but my sister, I was talking to her on the phone the other day. We were just catching up and she said, I saw Todd and Amy at the rec center. She got a 3 month cause she was thinking the same thing is that like, she's got to get her butt moving. And so she's been going in the evenings or whatever. And she said, I go, did you talk to him? And she said, no, I didn't. She goes, I didn't realize until after I'd already gone by him. And she said, it was kind of busy. And she said, I said, well, next time say hi to him. Like, you know, he'd be like, and you are you one of my biggest fans?
Is she still starstruck? I mean, Nate, is this true? I'm approachable.
It's Todd. I don't know.
I'll give her 45 seconds.
I did our original logo, Heather.
Time's money.
I could spare 10 seconds for you.
All right. Let's go. What do you got, Heather? Move it. Yeah. Having a good day. Okay. Things are good. All right. Bye.
What do you need, girl?
No. Yeah. Well, she didn't say hi to us.
That's why I told her. I said, next time you see him, I said, yeah, they're there. A lot of times I said, I know they've been working out.
Thursday nights. Mm hmm. Thursday night, so. We walk because Mr. Elijah has basketball practice. Mm-hmm. So, well, that's quickly ending, too. That's their last game Saturday, and then they have the tournament, and then it's soccer. So, no, yeah, I haven't seen her. So I would've,
she said she did. Yeah,
she should. She should. So, she's a creepy.
That's right. I know. She's one of the originals, right?
Yeah.
The OGs.
That's right. OG. OGC. OG creepy.
The moms, which are getting together, by the way.
Yeah, they had a great time.
They got together, and I had joked. I'm like, are you two getting together? This is Carol and my mom, Jackie. And they said, I go, do you guys get together to do like a counter?
What did you say? The Mako moms?
The Mako moms take over or whatever. And my mom's like, don't joke. We could do that. You know, we could get a following.
they probably have more listeners than we do. they probably have 800 down or 800 followers on Facebook.
They've been talking at the live shows about getting together, and then your mom's surgery some procedures. And so she said, well, I'm just waiting for her to get better. And so your mom had said, hey, come over and have some lunch. And so she's like, well, I was just going to stay for a little bit. And she said, next thing I knew, we'd been together for 4.5 hours. And she's like, and we're planning to get together again. I was like, that's cool.
I know. That was great. So shout out to Jackie and Carol.
That's right.
Anything else? No shout outs? What do I have?
Special. You guys have plenty, so I don't have to have any.
Nate's just taking this all in.
I'm going to make a declaration.
He's drinking his Dr. Pepper.
I'll give you, that's like 4 weeks in a row. I think that's shameful. I think you need to give at least one. I think you need at least one.
He's shaving at you.
I'll let you 3 weeks, but 4 weeks. No, that's too much.
Shame on you.
Shame on you, Nate.
Shaming.
Well, he did give a shout out to his, what was it?
My sleep number.
Sleep number. I was like, I almost said orthopedic. It's not orthopedic. What is it? What is that?
Posturpedic.
Oh, boy. Something pedic, okay? Special announcements. September 21st will be on a Saturday. Time to be announced, but
is
we
that
will
the special announcement. I said, is that the special announcement that September 21st is
on a Saturday?
On a Saturday. That's it.
It's the day after the 20th and the day before the 20th.
In case you're wondering,
sandwich in between a Friday and Sunday.
If you would be quiet and let me, September 21st on a Saturday, time to be determined, is our live event at Greenwood Happy Haunts in Greenwood, Indiana. Scott and Corey Steenburgen, our good friends that own the store, will be out there with our good friend, special guest, Austin Lawrence, who is a paranormal investigator and author. So he'll be with us. And we're trying to nail down, it's going to be on a Friday, I believe, maybe sometime in March or early April, we're going to do a meet and greet at the Black House Cafe. Which is a haunted cafe or a horror themed cafe and Airbnb in downtown Indianapolis in Fountain Square. Thank you, Nate.
Square,
I was like, daggone it. I forget that. Yeah. So we're gonna do that, and they're gonna have a little room.
Good people.
Oh, by the way, did you see? Have you looked on their Instagram? She has pictures now. They have horror character. I saw Pennywise and some. I can't remember all of them, but yeah. So that room's even been changed in the last 2 weeks since been there. So we'll be we'll nail down a time on that and a date, and then we'll announce it. And then it's almost February. By the time they listen to this, it'll be February, and so we'll only be 7 months away mm-hmm. from the live event. And so we'll nail down ticket information and times and all that for the live show. But that'll be fun at Greenwood Happy Haunts. So. Mm-hmm. And then and I know we'll have a few more things planned because it's only
it's what we do.
Technically, it's still only January, so that's what true. We do. Yeah. That's all I got, special announcement wise. So I'm looking at our show flow. Oh, it says, let Sean introduce the topic.
No, not give Nate one more chance at a shout out.
You know what? I've had it with him, to be honest with you.
Like,
no, 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 yeah. No, Nate, no.
No, no.
Just sit there and
we'll try again next week.
Think about what you didn't do.
Okay. Well. He just scolded Nate. You know, he could just turn your mic off, right? You know that.
Oh,
right?
Oh, you and Jenny LaBranche, yeah. You know, her favorite.
That's all.
I don't have to take this.
Just know Scott and Corey.
I'm going
like it.
Home.
That's all.
You're going. He's going in the
wait
living
a minute.
Room.
He is home.
I don't blame you, to be honest with you. All right, Sean.
Yes.
Tell our creepies what we're going to talk about, please.
We are going to talk about Haunted Utah State University.
Uh huh.
That's a mouthful, man.
That is. That is. You have a little foundation on
I do. Well, yeah.
I mean, you know, and that's
yeah.
Kind
of Utah State.
It's a university.
USU. Utah State. Hey, do you know what country it's in? I'm not going to say it. It is a public land-grant research university with its main campus in Logan, Utah. Utah State is accredited by the Northwest Commission on Colleges and Universities. Utah State is classified among Carnegie R1 doctoral universities. Very high research activity. As of fall 2023, it had 28,063 enrolled students, including 25,048 undergraduates. 3,015 graduate students, and USU has more than 250,000 alumni located in all 50 states and more than 125 countries.
Wow.
Did you say it's for carnies?
It is for carnies. It is. It's been known for its agricultural college, by the way.
And
I did not know that in carnies.
If Utah's, you want to major in the tilt-a-whirl, and
you know, we've been on the fence with Utah listeners have been like, are we listening, are we not listening,
and we know just,
they're all tuning out now.
Yeah. Any chance we had of Utah
thanks
residents
lot,
listening
Nate.
You call them a bunch Utah. Of carnies. Oh. Yeah, that makes me think of Christmas Vacation. He was guessing people's weight, and he's doing the tilt. Or I don't know how he says it. How many students? Like 20-some thousand? That's a pretty big university.
That's what I said.
And Utah, obviously. Is the
28 as of fall of 2023.
Nice. And they are in the top 25 in men's basketball right now. Mm-hmm.
Utah State University. It's in Alabama, didn't you know?
In Lithuania. Oh gosh, with a bunch of carnies. Oh my gosh, Nate, that wow, we just started too. Thank you, Sean, for that.
My pleasure.
If you would give me 1 second, do you guys have anything to start off with? Because my son reminded me I have to transfer money into his account. So
that's hilarious.
Need some money, Dad.
Yeah.
Now this cannot be scripted, can it? There's no way you can script anything like
and
that.
And I'm literally doing a transfer into. Yeah.
No, actually, it's written right here.
Is it right?
Yeah.
This is transfer. Where transfer to Elijah.
Oh, don't. Yeah, I bet he. I'd be like, wait, I remember typing that. He changed it for me. Transfer money. Yeah.
Their nickname is the Auggies.
Well,
Aggies. Did I say Auggies? Oh, yeah, my gosh. I'm sorry. That's Augie Brewer in my head. Hi, Augie Brewer, by the way. the Aggies.
The Utah State Auggies.
I am a little dyslexic some days, and you know that I can butcher
things. Hey, it's Aggie Brewer.
that is me and Augie. So, hi, Augie.
Whew. I apologize, listeners. I apologize, creepies, for this nonsense that you're
and did you say we just started?
No.
I think
maybe
we
should quit while we're behind. Yes, they are the Aggies.
If
yes,
you want me to get started, I can get started
no,
with
they're the
Augies story.
Now.
Yes, sir, please.
Please do.
Okay. This is off of their official university website. Mm. They know there are paranormal happenings, and they accept it, and it's actually on their website, so that's cool.
Yes, and I think that is very surprising,
mm-hmm.
because even places, I mean, it's still... you know, you'll hear like a hotel,
mm-hmm.
and they don't want that to leak out.
They don't
want to
advertise
like,
it. Yeah.
Are you kidding me? You not only would
let
you
it be known, right?
I don't think there's going to be a lot of people that'll be like, oh, forget it. I mean, mm-hmm. there'll be a here and there, but my gosh, that's you telling me that it's haunted? I'm going. Yeah. So for a university, especially one that's not like some little community college or, you know, it's major college, and like they're all about it.
They're all in.
I know. I love that.
So House Ghosts is what this little section is titled.
Nice.
The Kappa Delta Sorority may house more than just the living. Lights flickering, doors slamming, and items moving on their own have all been attributed to the house ghost, Patty.
Patty.
She just likes to mess with people, but it's always don't be stupid kind of stuff, said, she has an interesting first name. Oh, it's Cassidy. It's just spelled really
how unusual. They spell it.
Cassidie.
Oh, wow. Yeah, so, usually it's like Assaday or something, or with a C. That's Cassidy. Yeah. Cassidy.
Yeah. So Cassidy Hill, a Kappa Delta member and junior in family and consumer science. Like if anyone is gossiping, like being snotty, that's when the lights start to flicker. If someone is rolling their eyes during meetings, that's when the light starts to go off. She just likes to keep us in line and make sure everyone follows the rules. How Patty died and came to haunt the house are unclear, Hill said about this. Though it's believed she didn't die in the house, rather, residents of room 13 have shared the same dream of a girl in a white dress trying to enter the house. Everyone in room 13 thus far, at least one girl a year, has had this dream where this girl in all white is just coming, Hill says, like standing on the tree branch outside trying to get into the window.
That's creepy.
It's not a scary dream. Like, nobody wakes up scared. It's just she's always trying to get into the house.
Let her in.
Believed to be a benevolent ghost, Patty is known to wander the house at night, often checking on the girls. Both of my roommates will go to sleep around midnight, and I'll come home around 1, Hill says. I will close the door, push hard because with our door, you push really hard to close it. I'll walk around my bed, put my pajamas on. The door will open. It's always creepy when it opens because it opens real slow. And I'm like, Patty, get out. And she will slam the door.
Whoa, Patty, slow down.
Yeah. Know your role, right?
Very, very interactive, very intelligent.
Yes.
So it's definitely a spirit that is reacting and interacting with the girls. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Not just a residual.
Yeah.
It's just doing the same thing over and over in a loop. It's actually responding. Those are the best. Too.
I find it interesting that she's trying to get in the house, but yet she's in the house.
I know. It's like.
I guess that's the dream that all the girls have.
Right.
Is that she's trying to get in the house.
It's like allow myself to introduce myself. Yeah, that is weird. I mean, but yeah, she's, you know, Patty, huh? Mm-hmm. Patty sounds no nonsense. Patty is
makes me think of if you're cold, she's cold. Let her in.
Well, that's she's your, sort that's of
your that is my go-to. Right?
My thoughts on the story are she acts like a house mother.
Yeah,
yeah,
overseeing all the girls.
Mm-hmm.
She wants things done the right way.
Mm-hmm.
And she wants, that's exactly what I was thinking. Coming off of that, the Patty story, Julie Hawes, excuse me, Hawes, she is a junior at USU and a current resident in the Katie house. She said that she had her first encounter with Patty during sorority recruitment. Says, and I quote, "The night I went through recruitment, our lights flickered. Off," Hawes said. All the older girls said it was Patty. Even a mirror broke, and everyone believes it was because something wasn't being done right. Hawes said that Patty is still known to keep the KD girls in check. If one of the girls is acting outside of standards, they can expect the doors to slam, like you said, Nate, and the lights to flicker. It says, other stories about Patty are also said in the house, including a woman in white. Wow, that's weird. Never heard that. Being seen walking in the house over holiday breaks and the girl sleeping in her room dreaming of Patty. So anyway, then it says, Hawes believes in ghosts and that Patty means no harm. She is just looking over the house, like we said, to make sure, yeah, the KD remains in good standing. Another lesson, gosh, man, get my eyes working here. Another lesser known area of haunted housing can be found in Jones Hall. And this is in the Lundstrom Student Living Center. Rumors about a spirit terrorizing the hall have been shared by residents for a couple of years. Ainsley Regis, R-E-G-E-S, who currently lives in Jones Hall, said she's heard her fair share of stories about the building. She's quoted as saying, right after I moved in, I heard a rumor that the building was haunted, Regis said. It's rumored that a bishop or a medium was hired. I also think I heard something about an exorcist. Lastly, Regis was told an old resident had been attacked by the ghost and things would fly off the walls and they would hurt people. Regis also claimed to have her own encounter with the ghost. A lot of stuff going on. So that is in Jones Hall. So, Miss Ainsley and Miss Julie. So, you have anything there?
I watched a video of kids on campus, and they went around and talked about all the famous ghosts and some of their stories and happenings and things they'd heard. It was really cool because, I mean, you got to see a lot of the goings on in the campus and some of the history and everything. And it seemed like it was around COVID, you know, and so these kids seemed to be really excited to talk about some of the stuff. And
I would.
Well, the funny thing is that they were like, they went back at the end and said, you know, like, do you guys believe in the stuff? And pretty much every single one of them was like, no. Like, they just take it and I'm like,
oh, so they were excited to talk about it.
They were excited to talk about it, and they loved the stories, and they loved, really? Like, relating them, but none of them really, like, a few of them did. But the majority of them are like, yeah, I don't believe in ghosts. Yeah, I don't think it's real. Blah, blah, blah. But I was like, oh, you guys, what a missed opportunity. But you'd just think there'd be more people that were wanting to share and, you know, be like, oh, yeah, like, I totally believe. But, you know, a lot of it, they just think, oh, it's urban legend. Oh, it's stuff, you know.
You think it's an age thing? Hold on. Let me preface it. I'm surprised that the younger are saying that they don't believe it, where if they were interviewing, like, faculty and saying, yeah, this is known to happen, and I've heard something. But, oh, do you believe it? Not really. But I would think the younger kids would be like, oh, yeah, I'm in, because I don't know, it's just... So I'm surprised that they said, no, we don't believe it. So anyway.
You don't believe until you see the door crack open and an eyeball looking at you.
Then you believe, right?
Then you believe.
I was hoping there wasn't more to that, to be honest with you.
No, that's it.
Okay. Nate's like, no, that's all. Yeah. No, I think that's interesting that the kids, if they're excited to be telling all the stuff, and they're like, no, I don't believe it. Just, oh, okay. So I can see the older faculty being like, yeah, these are the rumors. These are the legends. This is what I've even seen maybe or heard. Do you believe it? No, I don't.
My favorite one was in the one that they talked about, and they actually showed this group of students trying this out, but it was the Weeping Woman in the cemetery. And it's located in Logan City Cemetery on 1200 East. It's a 6-foot statue of a woman kneeling over surrounding headstones. People say she is mourning for the tragic loss of her children, whose graves are nearby. The statue is part of the Cronquist family headstones, and on a full moon at midnight, it said if people surround the statue, hold hands and chant, cry, lady, cry, or weep, woman, weep, that literal tears will form beneath her eyes. Other versions of the ritual include shining car headlights on the statue to make her come to life. The Weeping Woman legend is probably the most well-known on campus and is very accessible to those living in dorms, says the USU professor Steve Siporin. Many students walk through the cemetery daily on their way to and from class, although not necessarily by the Weeping Woman. But even in the daylight, it seems as though there are stains beneath the Weeping Woman's eyes where tears have formed in the past.
Have you ever heard the kids sing? Mm-hmm. I'd be weeping too.
Oh boy. Yeah, that would make you weep. Weeping lady, huh?
Weeping lady, yep.
So we've had a lady in white, we got the weeping lady, which we've heard. You know, there's a few, you know. Not wailing, but weeping. Okay. All right. That's good. There also are stories told by students and people associated that there is a ghost. I cannot read tonight. A ghost that screams between the second and third floor. Says when you're on the second floor, you'll hear someone screaming above you. And then when you're on the third floor, you'll hear someone screaming below you. Now, that would annoy me.
Stuck in the floor.
Yep. Like they're just like, hey, I'm stuck in the middle here. Stuck in the middle with you. So you have some screaming ghost. Now, what's going on with that?
Hmm.
You know, I'd rather have just the normal, you know, I don't know, shake, you know, turn the lights on. Well, no, I don't want the lights on and off. That would bother me. I'm trying to think what, but the screaming would annoy me.
Trying to read a book.
That would frustrate me.
Leave the lights alone.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Don't flicker the lights. Don't scream. What'd be the other one? Yeah, well, door slamming would be annoying too. Trying to think what some of the other. Well, I don't want my covers messed with either. You know, like some of them pull the covers off, or they'll like what was the movie? Paranormal
Activity.
Yeah, that would. Mm-hmm. That would. Well, and even if it didn't, it just annoyed me. I'm like, stop, leave my.
I've seen some videos where the covers get pulled off while they're sleeping, and then they start to slide down the bed too, like they're getting pulled off the bed.
That would freak me out. That's a no-no. Yeah, if I'm going to have to choose, go ahead and pull the covers, but don't
pull
me.
We're selling the house.
Yeah.
Where do you want to move?
That's exactly right. It's like those videos you see where people are like these spiders, you know, and they're like, that's it. You know, they want to get a flamethrower and just, you know, or explode the house or move. But definitely if you're getting pulled off the bed, that would be, yeah. Yeah, so I guess there's a screaming ghost between the second and third floor. Also, there's stories have been told about the ghost in the Old Main and the Kane Performance Hall. A 2014 USU Today story recounted the tale of two musicians who might haunt the buildings. According to the USU Special Collections and Archives report, Thurza Little, I love that name, Thurza Little, a talented pianist, played the grand piano.
Pianist.
Yeah. I like saying pianist. creeps me out the other way. Played the grand piano, in the auditorium. However, Little died of a rare disease before graduating. She has still been heard playing in the performance hall. Now, what do you think about that?
I think that's creepy.
So she sounds like she got
Creepy cool.
Yeah. I mean, now see, that'd be something. I'm like, yeah, play the piano. Mm-hmm. It wouldn't bother me. Just don't be screaming or yanking my covers off or slamming doors. But that's sad. It's kind of a sad story.
Yeah.
But
yeah, there's another one that they're saying that they report hearing a piano music playing in the middle of the night coming from one of the performance halls.
I could dig that.
But that one is unnamed, unknown.
No, it's not Thurza.
Mm-hmm.
I love that name, Thurza.
That's a different name. I've not heard that one.
There's Thurza, Friday, Saturday.
Saturday. That's just lazy talk, right?
Yeah.
It's right up my alley.
What are you doing Thursday? I don't know.
Thurza.
yeah. That's so, okay. So two, what'd you say? Pianist?
Mm-hmm.
Pianist. See, it's no.
You're getting close to that joker. I know.
Yeah, so I'm going to say pianist.
You just have to say it, and that's it. You just move on.
No, Nate, no. I'm moving on, all right. I'm going to avoid it.
From this HG News article, it says, if you visit the Sigma Chi house on the northwest corner of 700 North and 800 East, fraternity brothers can tell you the stories of Lucas, who died in the construction of the fraternity's original house on Center Street. They even claim documented proof of Lucas in a 1926 black and white photo where it looks like a ghost is standing behind the brothers. The picture is hanging in the entrance of the house and is often shown to new brothers and visitors. This is the dedication, and he seriously showed up in this picture, says Sigma Chi brother Zach Larson, who adds, Lucas followed the fraternity to the newer house and is known for making Christmas break a frightening experience. Larson says one December, a couple years ago, someone came in the house to turn off the heater and all the doors were open. As he turned to leave, the doors began slamming shut one after another. Casey Halafia, who lived in the house from 2000 to 2004, says he was often alone during Christmas break and he would hear someone walking down the hallways, but when he looked to see who was coming, no one would be there. On many other days, doors would start slamming around 4 a.m. and you'd hear footsteps around the house when no one was around. Once Halafia said he was sitting in a room upstairs when a bottle came off a shelf and landed on its top, on the thin part, just landed like that, he says. Just crazy stuff like that is what happened. This is ghosts are playful, it sounds like. Lots of slamming of doors.
Okay, so you just beat me to it. A lot of slamming doors. All right, what's up with that? I mean,
aggressive.
They're aggressive.
This is another guy, Brett Lipinski, who lived in the house from 2005 to 2009.
No, I'm kidding.
Lipinski says Lucas once passed a note under the door of room 5. It was Christmas break, Lipinski says, and no one heard anyone walking down the halls or running away after the piece of paper that said, "You're in the company of a good friend who slipped to the brothers in the room," or this was slipped to the brothers in the room.
Hmm.
Isn't that weird?
Wow.
That's nice, though.
How old was Lucas?
Lucas, a college age student. It says you would have been able to hear someone run off after they did that, but they did not.
Right, right. Yeah, this place is kind of crazy with activity.
Hmm. They said that anything strange that happened, they just blamed it on this ghost named Lucas.
Poor Lucas.
they didn't think he was there, but he was nice. So, you know, left
probably
nice
got blamed
and except for the slamming of the doors.
Yeah, he probably got blamed for stuff when he was living. Now he's getting blamed when he's dead. Lucas.
Mm-hmm.
There's a movie named Lucas, or called Lucas, wasn't there?
Mm-hmm.
And there's a... Oh, no, that song is, "My Name is Luca."
That's
Luca.
Yes, my name is... I live
I hate that
second
song.
Floor.
I hate that song.
Is that Corey Ham?
Yeah, Corey. Lucas. Mm-hmm. Saw that on the...
Good times.
Instagram page I follow. It's the 80s.
Mm-hmm.
Instagram page, and they show that. I'm like, they showed a scene. I've never seen it. I just know of it.
Yeah, I've seen it.
Yeah, have you?
Mm-hmm.
And he, like, is he picked on? Is he bullied? Or no? Or is he sick? I can't remember what the premise is. We're getting way off topic.
I remember some scenes. It's been a really long time since I've seen it. He gets picked on.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. I think if I remember correctly, and I might not be remembering correctly, but like he is sort of nerdy and trying to get on the football team to be cool or something.
Oh, wow.
Got picked on by the jocks.
Probably pummeled. Yeah.
If I remember correctly, if that's the right Corey Ham movie.
Gotcha.
I'm pretty sure it is.
Rest in peace, Corey.
Mm-hmm.
poor Corey. Lucas. Okay. All right. Whatever, Lucas. That's your real name. Who was talking about the statue? Or is that you, Sean?
Me.
Mm-hmm.
The Weeping Woman.
That's right. Excuse me. So... there's a story a little bit more off of that. It says that, oh my goodness. Okay, there we go. So I don't know if I can't remember. Said the statue is not of a particular woman. Did you say that part?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so it's just a surrogate mourner, which is built while the family cannot be in a constant state of mourning. Someone can. So it says another popular story is of Saint Anne's Retreat, a small property located just 8 miles up Logan Canyon off of the campus. It says the property comprises a series of cabins as well as a swimming pool. This was built in the early 20th century and was owned by the Catholic Church in the 1950s. The rumor states that the Catholic nuns who took a vow of celibacy were forced to drown their babies. Holy cow. Okay. In the swimming pool on the property. Wow. Okay. There are a few different variations to this legend, and the truth of the stories are not confirmed. However, Lisa Gabbert, an associate professor of folklore at USU, has studied St. Anne's extensively. She compared the legend to a B-grade horror movie. She also said the real horror story on the property happened in 1997 after the property had been sold. Quote, "In the late 1990s, a very famous incident happened," Gabbert said. "Two groups of teens, totaling about 30 people, took a trip to St. Anne's. The caretaker captured the teens and held them at gunpoint in the bottom of a swimming pool."
Man.
I know. Gabbert also recalled hearing rumors that the teens were chained together with ropes surrounding their necks. The Herald Journal has also reported on this incident. Quote, McNeil says, "We live in a well-haunted place," McNeil said in a response to the number of stories and legends about USU and the surrounding area. Television shows such as Ghost Adventures and Finding Bigfoot have all made their way to Logan. And it says there are also legends of witches in Logan Canyon and numerous haunted houses throughout Cache Valley. Crazy. That's a, but that's, I was like, okay, where are we going with this? And then I guess it's in the paper.
I have a little bit more off of their actual website, the university site.
Please share.
About the nuns. It's saying that supposedly there was a young nun, and she was sent there because she was pregnant, and they wanted her to drown her baby.
Horrible.
So she fought back because she didn't want to do that.
Yeah.
And they ended up drowning her.
Oh, whoa.
So she and the ghost of all these babies are that were killed there haunt this area. Especially the swimming pool.
Man, crap! So they drowned her,
or somebody did.
This, you know, that's satanic there.
Yeah,
I mean, they're not. They can say they're not, but I mean, that's
yeah. Mm-hmm.
You're welcome.
that was a big gurgle. I like it.
Yeah, you got,
I had
got
to
a
do
bonus.
It. I was like, "Was that me?"
That was a Nate gurgle there. that's yeah. I didn't. You know, that's sad.
That is extremely sad.
Well, and then the kids. If that was real, like them. Being forced at gunpoint at the bottom of the pool and chained together, and it's like, okay, and 30 of them. That's scary. That's that's satanic and evil right there.
And there's also a story
no way about it.
Here about one of the witches.
Oh, yeah.
Which witch?
Sandwich?
Hekeda? Hekeda?
Yeah, Hekeda. Heck, I don't know.
Hekeda?
Hekeda.
She was known to reside in the canyon. Hekeda's demise varies. According to the Legends of Logan, Utah, Hekeda was said to be a rich but reclusive woman living alone in Logan County. One night, two burglars broke into Hekeda's cabin, killed her, and stole her money. Another account says Hekeda was tied to a tree and was left to be eaten by dogs.
Man.
You can summon her if you drive up Logan County and pull off. I think it is Temple Fork. And what you are supposed to do is get out of the car, take your keys out of the ignition, and put them on the roof of your car and say her name three times, McNeil says. Which, let me see where McNeil comes in here. I'd like to... Okay. McNeil is who is recounting these stories. So the swimming pool and this one. So you would say which Hekeda, which Hekeda, which Hekeda... And you know she is approaching because you either see a green light or because you see these glowing red lights. And those are the eyes of her dogs.
Hmm.
So bizarrely detailed, but we have so many records in the archives of people who have seen this happen.
Really?
Mm-hmm. The purpose of placing the keys on the vehicle's hood is unclear. As is the reason cars often won't start once the witch is sighted.
Oh, that's not good.
Hmm.
What were the green lights again? I know the red eye or no, the red's for the dog.
The red is for the dog's eyes. The green light is her.
Just her.
Yeah.
Not her eye. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Creepy. Hekeda or Hekeda. Yeah.
So yeah, McNeil goes on saying, "I don't know why you have to take your keys out of the ignition to summon her. Maybe it's a sign of good faith because pretty much all the story says, stories say you have from the moment you see her and she starts approaching you to grab your keys, get back in the car, and drive away as fast as possible."
It all comes together.
That's why, you know, the last I had the remote car start, you know, the remote start. So you want to get that sucker started. Oh my gosh. Can you imagine that?
I was quoting Frank Sinatra there. That's why the lady is a tramp.
Yeah.
You got to watch out.
Exactly.
I was looking at, this is on Wikipedia. Of course, you know, I love to reference the Wikipedia.
Sorry.
Was that?
I kicked the.
Did you kick? You kicked the bucket?
I just kicked
the bucket?
Not yet.
No, don't do that. We got lots of shows to go. The notable alumni here, Harry Reid being one of them, so former U.S. Senate majority.
Remember Harry Reid?
Whether you love him or hate him, one thing about Harry Reid.
I'm not saying a word. We're not political. I remember that when he was giving a speech and he all of a sudden he just went.
Oh, that's right. Yeah.
He just screamed out. We're like, what's going on?
I thought you were like, I don't want to hear about it.
No, that's literally what Harry Reid did at a rally or a speech. He just started screaming.
I forgot about that.
Yeah.
Speaking of which,
sorry, continue.
No, so I totally lost my. Else? I lost my place.
Who else is an Augie?
When you screamed, I went to the end of the article. No, I'm kidding.
Who else is an Augie?
I was going to say about Harry Reid. Is it Augie? Yeah, you're very funny. Harry Reid is a big. We've talked about him a couple times with big into delving into aliens and wanting the alien files.
And
we've talked about
that.
Him.
I kind of remember.
He's come up. Well, maybe I've just listened to enough Joe Rogan that he's.
I think we have
a lot of the alien guys. Yeah, but anyway, so that's shout out to Harry.
No wonder he went.
Right. Lars Peter Hansen, one of the three Americans to win the 2013 Nobel Prize in Economic Sciences.
Nice.
Mae Swenson, poet. Merlin Olsen, Pro Football Hall of Famer.
Oh, yeah. He was great.
Right. Actor
and
he was TV
on,
personality.
Well, you know what he was on? Little House on the Prairie.
Yes. Yeah. I was going to say, I don't know what he took, like drug-wise, what he was on. But
and he was on.
Hopefully
was
nothing.
Well, he was. On, he also did the commercials, the LTD Flowers.
Oh, that's right.
Remember that back?
Yeah.
In the
oh man, that is
Merlin Olsen. Though he was one of the fearsome foursome with the Rams.
Mm-hmm.
Dude,
that's
was
right.
A monster. He was great. Yeah.
Let's see. Ardeshir Sahidi, a former Iranian former minister of ambassador of the U.S.
I was like, wow.
All these Olympic sprinters and other. Chris Cooley, a pro football tight end, Washington Redskins.
Redskins,
right? NASA astronauts, Seattle Seahawks linebackers, all kind of cool people, right?
Who's a linebacker?
Lordine Cyril or Cyrilly?
I don't know that one. I don't know that name.
That's a softball player. Oh, I see. Oh, Bobby Wagner.
Bobby Wagner.
Wagner. I was like, that doesn't make sense. Who's this? The other one was a softball player. I was sounds like
on,
a girl.
He was on that awesome Seattle defense.
These are like all smooshed together. So like, I'm like, where is this?
Huh.
One? Yeah. A chief scientist for the International Space Station. So they've
Al Capone.
Al Capone's on there. The faculty is Stephen Covey, the author of The Seven Habits of Highly Effective People. You heard that book? So
I have. I couldn't have told you who wrote it, but
I
have
exactly.
Heard that book.
Well, now we know, right?
Very cool. I've got a story. But you're going to say something, Nick?
Yeah, I have.
Go ahead.
I found another story.
Go ahead.
This is from the Utah Statesman site. This is a story from a gal that is a tour guide named Tessa Goodsell, and she is an avid ghost seeker, and she shared how often, how the tours began. Our former employee, Katie Snow, came up with the idea and planned last year's tour. She researched campus ghost stories, primarily using the archives at the USU's library. Goodsell wrote in an email to the Utah Statesman, "This year, the tours will be led by myself, a fellow museum employee named Becca Ashby, and a couple student volunteers." So I'll get into the meat and potatoes of what she is saying. Let's see. Let me get down here. So her story is... One of the stories was the tale of a woman in blue who haunts Old Main. Goodsell said she is a woman often described as wearing a blue or black flowing dress. She left a large sum of money to the USU and sticks around to see how the money is spent.
Well, yeah, I would too.
Goodsell loves all the ghost stories. However, the woman in blue has a special meaning to her. I have a great aunt who loved USU and often wore a blue skirt suit. Hmm. She left money to USU, too. Goodsell said last year, a professional ghost hunter brought a spirit box to the tour, so she decided to consult it. I said, "Is this Aunt Amy?" And the box said, "Yes." So I said, "Well, I'm your great-great-niece." And the box said, "I know."
Ooh, that's cool.
Yeah, that is weird.
Whoa. I mean, if that was true, now that's, again, interactive.
Yeah.
It's intelligent. That's what they call it, intelligent haunting.
Intelligent haunt, yep.
That's a good story. yeah, I like that. Here's one that said, and the same lady, Goodsell, said that many people claim to hear children playing in the Ray B. West building, and some report seeing a blue ball roll down the hallway. However, no one ever sees the children. Many more stories were told, and people whipped out their phones to check an app called the Ghost Hunting Tools throughout the tour. The app claims to sense electromagnetic field disturbances and allows spirits to talk by choosing words to display on the screen. After hearing stories, students would shout out what words appeared on the phone. Some words were names, while others were actions or random adjectives. After the tour, the participants gathered again in the Old Main to discuss folklore and ghost stories. The discussion was led by two experts. Eshin Asteri is a temporary assistant professor specializing in cultural anthropology and religious studies, while Afsane Razi is an assistant English professor who researches the intersections of folklore, gender, religion, and politics. So it says, in the discussion, Estri and Razai explain the importance of recording folklore experiences and shared how ghost stories can change as they get passed down, along with how folklorists study stories like these. The ghost tours were certainly a spine-tingling experience, though no one reported seeing a ghost, much to Thomas's delight. And lastly, it said, Thomas says, if we found any ghost, I'd owe my roommates $5. So,
a hefty bet.
That's a hefty bet.
That's right.
Daggone, I'm sorry, I keep hitting that cord. There you go. Sorry. I wonder why that's making a crack, Nate. It's just the power cord, right? Oh, wait a minute. Can you hear me okay?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yeah.
Sorry, creepies. Anyway.
You're trying very discreetly to knock my power off. That's what you're trying. I can tell.
I'm working in.
I'm trying. Dang it.
Trying like the Dickens.
The Dickens, huh?
Sean, put this on the list. Utah State University.
Heck yeah.
USU, the Auggies. that just cracks me up.
As soon as I said that, I'm like, what is wrong with you? But same thing that's always wrong with me. Right. I don't always think.
Do you guys have anything else?
I had one thing that I wanted. This is not really a story, but they do every year. USU puts on what's called the Howl. And it's a big Halloween party. And normally it's a big dance party and creepy and all that stuff. During COVID, I guess they changed it to be more distancing, and they did movies and these drive-through, they did little drive, but they did not want to cancel it. They still wanted to have this Howl, which I'm sure it's gone back to the whole, big dance party and people getting together. But it's apparently well known there at the campus, and it's a Halloween tradition.
Fun university.
Doesn't it? Yeah.
I mean, it really does. It's like,
we should do Rodney Dangerfield and go back to school.
Oh man. Oh, I love that movie.
Right.
It sounds like, my gosh.
It'd be a good one to go study at, because in your free time, you can go ghost hunt.
Yeah. That'd be awesome. Surprised they don't. Well, maybe they do. Maybe they have some type of supernatural or paranormal class. That's cool. Yeah, I think
this is, it's a haunted house event is what it's called, and it's I want to say Augie now, Aggie Howl or Hollow, but it's called, like I said, it's called the Howl. So it's really cool though.
Well, fun. Well, is that it?
That's it. That's all.
Shout out to the Utah State Aggies,
The
Augies.
And
shout out to them for endorsing and accepting their paranormal.
Accepting of it, yeah.
I love it. It's
cool.
That's cool.
Yeah.
Well, now I hope they go far in the men's tournament. No,
that's right.
Just because of
they'll
that.
They'll be rooting
until
them
until I run into my Kentucky Wildcats. How about that? excellent. That was fun. I hope you creepies enjoyed us talking about Utah State. Sean.
Yes?
I'm going to guess a middle-aged. I had to start my new streak last week, right?
Yeah. Starting over.
I'm feeling a little middle-aged moment.
Yeah, that's right.
In the month. Yeah,
that's right.
Yeah.
And dang it, if I wasn't going to go dark side. So it's funny, but yeah. No, I actually did one of those changeroos in the middle. So I'll save what I was going to do for another day. This is The Revivalist. Have you ever heard of them before?
I think. Yeah, go ahead.
They play. I reference them a lot, but 92.3, a local station around here, they play a lot of music that I tend to listen to.
Okay,
yeah, I do too. I love this song is called "Good Old Days." I think I want to say I've referenced this, but I never know whether it's been on air or off air. But so changes come. I watch them grow in your eyes, an ancient glow. I caught a glimpse, a dangerous smile. Oh my God, she's a wild child now. Been dreaming. I've been pushing through. I'm not the star of the story. And I've been hurt, and I've been missing you. I'm that special kind of lonely. These are the good old days. They're ahead and behind. It's hard not to sing. In my head as a song. These are the good old days. Have to keep that in mind. These are the good old days. They're ahead and behind. These are the good old days. The good old days. And it goes into, these are the good old days. Okay. I came of age, tempting fate. Growing up, had to wait. In my dreams, I miss someone. Love is blind, deaf, and dumb. I've been dreaming. I've been pushing through. I'm not the star of a story. And I've been hurt, and I've been missing you. I'm that special kind of lonely. These are the good old days. They're ahead and behind. These are the good old days. I have to keep that in mind. These are the good old days. They're ahead and behind. The good old days. The good old days. It says, so pass through, passing out, dancing in the kitchen while neighbors shout. Feeling good, getting down. Got to show the love while we still around. Don't stop, just let it out. Don't quit, don't let me down. Don't stop, just let it out. Don't quit, don't let me down. So then it goes back into the chorus. I think I had talked about this before too, is we talk about how we miss the fact that we reference the good old days as in normally within the last 10, 20 years or before when we were kids, or the good old days, you know.
Oh, yeah.
But someday these will be the good old days. We just haven't gotten the negative out. We haven't bleached it out yet in our minds. But if we go back into the quote unquote good old days, there were bad times there too, you know. So, but it's interesting to think this song really gets you to focus on like, hey, the present moment's pretty cool. And if we really look at the good stuff that we have right now, you know, we don't miss it because someday in our minds it'll be crystallized as the good old days. So, which is true. And people reference that a lot with our kids, and they'll say, "You'll miss this. Oh, don't rush through it too fast." You know, and people said that. You know, we've talked about that. How, you know, when our kids were little, and we're like, "Oh, come on, but man, I just want some freedom. I want some sleep. Or I want this and that." And then you're like, "Yeah, you know, those." I even start looking at my kids when they were little, thinking, "Man, those were good days." You know, so. I'm already having amnesia.
I call nonsense.
You say nonsense.
I call total nonsense on these.
Minus the
these
state,
are the good old days.
State,
ain't no way.
State of the world. Minus all that.
I'm not saying right away, but like, I'm looking forward to going peace. Peace out. I'm going to see Brother Jesus. That was good, though. Yeah, I think I have heard that that group or whatever. So, yeah. Good job.
It's a good song. If you haven't heard it, go listen to it.
Yeah. I listen to... 95% of the time I listen to Q95, but when I switch, I immediately go left to 92.3.
Mm-hmm.
So they've got good songs. Yeah.
Good variety, you know, right?
Yeah. Thank you for that.
They play Luca.
I have not heard that. I hate that song.
I haven't heard it in years, to be honest.
My name is Luca. Oh gosh. You know what? I'm gonna Luca you.
Kick your Luca.
Thank you, Sean. It's your turn again. Second announcement.
Second part of the announcements. You can follow us on our social media accounts, Instagram, Facebook, TikTok, and X. Email us at makopodcast@gmail.com. That's two ways. Make sure you hit the subscribe button, give us a 5-star rating, and leave a review if the app allows. Please spread the word about our podcast. We sell all kinds of merch, so go get you some. We offer many types of show sponsorship opportunities for individuals and businesses if interested. If you are enjoying our show, these are a few ways to help and show us support.
It is. And
amen, Brother
our
Todd.
Friend Dave Domi, able to send him a shirt since I ordered one 2-3 weeks ago. And for the first time, the company that we use made it like half the size. I mean, it still looked good. You can see it, but it's just... So I ordered a new one for myself, bigger, and then I was like, "Yeah, I'll give a T-shirt out." So Dave Domi will be hopefully sporting some merch. I hope he's doing well. What was I going to say? Off of the reviews. Our good friend Kevin from Where the Weird Ones Are,
uh-huh.
He gave us a nice review So, yeah.
Excellent.
Yes, he did. So, we were up to 67.
We paid him quite a bit for that, though, right?
We did.
Yeah, okay. Let's check it.
And also, Kevin bought a T-shirt. So, cool. I was going to give that a shout-out, and I totally forgot. And then I'm like, that made
me think. Well, this is a bigger shout-out now.
Yes, that's right.
This is the end.
So, shout-out to our good friend Kevin. We were on his show a few weeks ago, and we're going to have him on, I think, the third week of February. Awesome podcast, Where the Weird Ones Are. Yeah, he gave us a nice review, and he bought a shirt, and he wanted the original logo, the color logo. So, yeah, so sent that out to him, so he should be getting that soon. So thank you for ordering that, Kevin. And that's about it on that. Nate, it's your turn, man.
Utah, I tall, we all tall Utah. And that's a wrap.
Wow, I couldn't keep... What do you think, Sean?
I like it. I like it a lot.
I couldn't keep up with it. Utah, I tall.
We offered tall. Wait, no. Yeah. I get lots of that.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't do Utahs. I mean, Utah's fine. I just don't... I'm a little confused there, but that's a good one. I like that. What's your name? Nate. Jeez, I'm Pete.
Oh, there's no Pete.
I'm middle-aged. No, yeah.
Who's Pete?
Pete Peterson, our good listener.
That's right.
Good friend. Thank you, Nate, for that. That's a wrap.
And you're welcome.
Yeah, I know. And we want to thank you, of course, Creepies, our lovely Creepies, for listening to episode 152 and our discussion on the haunted Utah State University. And it is the Aggies, not the Auggies, so don't listen to Sean. So until next time, Nate is your tech engineer, and we are your hosts, Todd and Sean, and we are middle-aged.
And creeped out.
Keep it creepy.